Junior varsity coach Aaron Feist is one of the 17 who lost his life in last month's Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School mass shooting. He died after shielding students from multiple bullets. Broward County Sheriff Scott Israel, who knew Feist, says he was always like that.
Before you even heard how he died, you knew he died putting himself in harm's way to save others. That's who he was. Running towards danger, while others were correctly running away from danger. Feist had no gun, no rifle, and yet he ran towards helping students.
Now, the Florida Senate wants to name the formerly called School Marshal Program after Feist. That's the controversial provision allowing designated teachers to carry firearms on school grounds if they are deputized and complete law enforcement training. Incoming Senate President Bill Galvano, the bill's sponsor, says it's now called the Coach Aaron Feist Guardian Program.
He is survived by his wife, Melissa, and daughter, Ariel. I've had the privilege of speaking with Melissa, who is very, very supportive of this program being named after her late husband. And I think it's only appropriate that we do so. There were so many heroes that day. He was not the only one, but he stood out.
With this change, all reference to the school marshal program is now taken out, and it's now called the Guardian Program. Still, even with that change, Hialeah Republican Senator Renee Garcia wanted to make sure classroom teachers were excluded from the bill. But Democrats like Senator Jose Javier Rodriguez argue it only applies to those who are, quote, exclusively teachers, adding it still opens the door to a number of school personnel.
We're talking about paraprofessionals. We're talking about teaching specialists. We're even talking about librarians and media specialists. We're talking about counselors, placement professionals, career specialists, school psychologists, all under this could still be carrying a weapon.
Also under the new change, classroom teachers who have other roles like coaching would not be excluded from participating in the voluntary program. Neither would classroom teachers of a junior ROTC program. Still, Garcia, who also doesn't like the arming teachers provision, says this is the best he could do.
And this is an attempt to try to limit those that can carry in the classroom. But at the end of the day, we don't want to narrow it to the point where the coach himself could not have carried in this event. Would I want to see it go further? Of course I would like to see it go further. But in this political process that we live in, it's the part of give and take.
And Senate President Joe Negron says this change was needed in order to get the bill across the finish line. As it passed 20-18 with bipartisan support, it also had Republicans and Democrats voting against it. If one person had voted against it, the bill would have failed on a tied vote, 19-19.
I think it was a significant acknowledgement of concerns that some members had about expecting teachers to potentially volunteer to be part of security. And the governor, again, publicly has stated his concerns, and I think that amendment was an effort to clarify that we weren't expecting frontline teachers to take on those additional security duties, but it's certainly appropriate to have administrators and others with security responsibilities. I think that amendment was critically important in getting to the 20-18 vote in support of the bill.
Meanwhile, over in the House, they agree to start discussions on the Senate bill as a whole Tuesday. It still includes a bump stocks ban, allows law enforcement to seize weapons from those deemed mentally ill and likely pose a threat, and raises the minimum age a person can buy any gun to 21. The legislation also includes millions of dollars in funds for mental health, a memorial honoring the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School victims who lost their lives, and hardening for the school buildings. There's also money included for the sheriff's offices who want to establish a school guardian program, also known as the arming teachers provision. But some sheriffs are concerned there won't be enough funds, something Republican Representative Kathleen Peters asked House bill sponsor Jose Oliva.
The question I have, and it was in the paper, and it was regarding my sheriff's statement. And so I'd like you to clarify that, if you would. He stated that the $67 million to train the volunteer teachers if the school board or district decides not to, or the school decides not to, then a sheriff's officer would go in and make sure that school has someone as the deterrent. And his statement was, is there's no funding for that. Is that statement accurate?
As it stands, the sheriff would be correct.
One failed amendment that had more than an hour of debate would have removed the arming teachers part. It's one of about 80 filed mostly by House Democrats to change the gun safety bill. Other amendments included a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, as well as a two-year moratorium on the sale of AR-15s. That latter amendment actually passed the Florida Senate in a voice vote, but was later brought up again and rejected. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Sasha Cordner.